In the car industry this year, Toyota was busy with recalls, and GM prepared a new stock offering. Meanwhile, South Korean car makers were coming up from behind, and fast. Hyundai's sales rose 23% from the previous year. Kia's sales are up 16% so far. To talk about what's powering these Korean automakers here in the U.S., we spoke with Michelle Krebs of the auto information site Edmunds.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Kias and Hyundais, let's start with the obvious. They're very affordable cars. Is it just price that has really given them their edge this year?
Absolutely not. Now, I would say it's more about value, not just price. They are packing a lot of content into their vehicles and still selling a little bit below the competition. So it's more the whole package.
Can we talk about their quality, how they rank? Where do you put them?
Back when Hyundai first came into the U.S. market, its sales skyrocketed. Then they ran into some quality problems and went back to the drawing board, fixed those problems, and backed it with the 10-year warranty that later was copied by some other automakers.
I recall when they did that, it was an act of reassurance to the public that you can buy this car and not worry about it. They've kept those even as the quality has improved?
Absolutely, and they've done some other innovative things. During the depths of the recession, for example, Hyundai came out with a program called Hyundai Assurance and really resonated with the consumer. It allowed you to buy a Hyundai, and if you lost your income due to a job loss or a medical problem, you could turn the car back in and not have to finish paying for it.
So marketing is really important if a company wants to differentiate itself. Kia especially has invested a lot in really catchy advertisements. They're hard to avoid. One features giant animated hamsters hanging out on a city street. You can go with this, or you can go with that.
Well, Kia introduced this series of hamster ads when they introduced the Kia Soul, which is this little boxy car. And the whole idea was, well, you can be ordinary or you can have something really different. The ads feature little hamsters running around in a cage, kind of this whole scurrying to work, everybody being the same kind of thing. And a Kia sets you apart is the message.
Sounds like they're reaching out to first-time car buyers, new car buyers. What is the strategy?
Well, absolutely. Kia is aimed at a lot of the young buyers. The Kia Soul, especially, very funky and was aimed at young buyers, and it's been very successful in doing so. Honda announced it was getting rid of the Element, which competes against it, and I really believe a lot of that had to do with the Soul just taking off and leaving the Element in the dust.
Are the Korean car makers following the same strategy that the Japanese car makers did when they were competing against Detroit 30, even 40 years ago?
The Koreans have adopted the Japanese strategy, but I would say have put the pedal to the metal. They are doing it in a much speedier fashion. They came in selling on price. They improved their products. They gained a lot of momentum. And then they started building plants in the U.S. and in the southern United States, just as Honda and Toyota have done.
And Toyota and Honda? Are they looking in the rearview mirror?
Oh, absolutely. Honda, Toyota, Ford, General Motors, they are looking at the Koreans with great fear because they are just raising the bar for everybody.
Michelle Krebs is a senior analyst at the auto information website, Edmunds.com. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.